AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. ABC News has confirmed that U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has died at 90 years old. Her career was long and storied. She was among the first women elected to the Senate from California.
A liberal icon in her day, the former mayor of San Francisco was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1992. Dianne Feinstein rose to become chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and she famously and publicly sparred with the CIA over its post-9/11 interrogation programs, which she described as torture. Feinstein was the oldest member serving in the Senate at the time of her death, and she spent many of her final months in declining health. In recent years, Feinstein resisted calls from fellow Democrats to resign.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Feinstein had been facing mounting pressure to either resign or retire after a series of health episodes. The federal government is set to run out of money to pay its bills at midnight tomorrow night. The paychecks of millions of Americans are in limbo unless Congress can come up with a spending plan. This is ABC News. A massive fentanyl bust in New York. Police say more than 40 pounds of fentanyl has been seized from a drug mill in the Bronx. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The DEA says the drug mill was just blocks from the daycare where a one-year-old died and three other children had to be revived with Narcan after they were exposed to fentanyl. Investigators say they found bricks of the drug on top of playmats and beneath a trap door in the floor. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News the owner, who's among several people now charged in the boy's death, had pulled her own toddler out of her daycare, fearing he would be exposed to fentanyl. The woman's husband was caught in Mexico. He's now back in the U.S. and facing federal charges.
The 40 pounds of fentanyl seized is enough for about 1 million lethal doses. After 25 years, Netflix is shutting down its DVD-by-mail service. The company's mailing out its final DVDs today. It'll focus on its streaming service. Netflix says its fewer than 1 million subscribers will get to keep the final discs. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Assembly Education Committee reviewed a number of bills yesterday intending to combat funding and staffing concerns. One bill sought to address a loophole in previous Wisconsin law that prevented school districts from receiving an increase in revenue for 3 years if they had failed a referendum. Another bill would allow school districts to hire a school district administrator who is unlicensed by the State Department of Instruction, intending to address the staffing crisis. A milling company has pled guilty to federal charges after employees at a Wisconsin corn plant falsified records, leading to a fatal corn dust explosion. Gideon Milling Inc. will pay a $1 million fine and over $10 million to the estates of the five workers who were killed in the explosion in May of 2017. The company also spent nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit regarding regulatory violations at the Wisconsin plant last month. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
That's so do one, I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, September 29th. Greg Bach is on the board. My good friend, radio legend, Carol Kane is here.
Yes, I am.
We're on the We're Not Dead Yet tour, Carol and
well,
I.
Maybe 1 foot's in.
1 foot's in, but we're
foot
still
maybe
here.
In, yeah.
We got lots of stuff coming up on today's show, but first, we have...
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
My fingers went all crazy on me. Baby watch news.
Baby watch news.
We have breaking water news.
Oh.
Breaking water news. She's here.
She is here.
The little one is here. Kristen is mom. Kristen. Mike is now dad. Samson. We got the news yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And we've seen some pictures.
Congratulations.
And she is perfect and adorable.
And so is the baby.
And
yes, see what I did there?
Yes. And everybody's doing fine. And the plan is that Kristen will join us live at 11:50. So last break of the show, Kristen's going to join us on the phone and check in and let us know how everybody is doing. Greg and I know the name. We know her name. We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, I asked, and you wouldn't tell me either.
No,
so
you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait. However, we do have special bumper music picked out for the entire show.
Okay.
So the songs might be the artist who's singing, might be the title of the song.
So this is a game we're going to play for the next 2 hours, trying to figure out who her name is?
What her name is. These are your hints. There are hints contained in the bumper music.
Yep.
That you will hear throughout the course of the show. And if you want to make a guess, you can always text us at 844-967-2789. There's no prize or anything, just bragging rights involved if you figure it out. But we're not going to do the reveal until Kristen joins us at 11:50.
The only reveal that we have is that the knowledge that her life has changed completely.
Absolutely. Forever. And the pictures that she shared with us were just...
adorable.
So cute.
Right.
She's
adorable.
She's got a great head of hair, just like mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more details later on.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
Okay. You sound like a proud grandma.
I feel like a proud grandma when she texted us.